These were the sounds yesterday morning during the opening of Papua New Guinea's first parliament session. Sing Sing groups, members of the country's defense force, welcomed senior bureaucrats and foreign diplomats. Papua New Guinea's Governor-General Sir Bob Dedai opened the 10th parliament. The Governor-General said members of parliament must discuss laws that benefit the entire nation. He urged members in parliament from the opposition and the government to pass laws that will look after the people and grow the economy. The ceremony was witnessed by the Chief Justice, Sir Salomo Injia. The first session of Parliament started at around 8:30 a.m. and lasted for at least an hour before it was adjourned for 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
The question is that the motion be agreed to, that the Parliament be now adjourned. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those against say no. The ayes have it.
But the second part of the session didn't start at 2 p.m., At around 3 p.m., Speaker Job Pomat made his way to the chair. Prime Minister Peter O'Neill then gave his opening speech. High on the agenda is the upcoming APEC summit in 2018.
This is a great opportunity to showcase our opportunities that we have in our country. And Mr. Speaker, it is an opportunity for us to change the way the world views us as a country. Papua New Guinea's APEC meeting will have a very Pacific-style hospitality and, of course, along with a world-class security arrangements.
Mr. O'Neill also highlighted what the controversial PNC-led government has done in the last 5 years in health, education and infrastructure.
Access to hospital care should not be restricted to urban areas only. And in this term of government, Mr. Speaker, we will continue to build and rehabilitate districts and provincial hospitals right across the country. We will continue the work we have already started, Mr. Speaker, and many provinces and many of the districts are now starting to benefit from this infrastructure expansion through the hospitals throughout the country. We will continue to subsidize specialist health care, and we will improve the collection of health data and well-being indicators right throughout the country, Mr. Speaker.
The next order of business was to vote for a new deputy speaker.
The candidates are Honorable Jeffrey Comal and Honorable John Simon. The clerk will now distribute the ballot paper.
Nipakutubu MP Jeffrey Comal, who is also a People's National Congress Member of Parliament, is now Deputy Speaker. After securing more votes ahead of the opposition's pick, Maprik MP John Simon.